In today's video, I'm going to take a look at the standard contract for sale of a residential property in Ireland. So, the Law Society issues general conditions of sale. This is the 2001 edition, and I'm going to just take a brief look at that so that you get an idea of what's involved and how the process of buying or selling a house is done in Ireland. Firstly, it's a standard edition, Law Society of Ireland General Conditions of Sale 2001 edition. This is the most recent edition. On the front page then it just says who the vendor is, who the auctioneer is, who the purchaser is. This page then is important insofar as it contains the three P's, the parties, the price and the property, and that's important. And it basically sets out who the vendor is, who the purchaser is, and the price. And that's the page, just the memorandum or note of the contract, of the deal as it were. That's the memorandum or note that's referred to in the original conveyancing act of 1874 or whatever year it was, way back. And that's the memorandum or note which evidences the existence of a contract between the parties. Without that, there's no contract for the sale of land. And the sale of land, remember, must be evidenced in writing. So the evidence in writing must be some form of a memorandum or note in writing for the sale of land, and it must contain some basic particulars like the parties, the property, and the price. That's the three P's. This page then is the particulars and tenure. Okay, so the particulars is essentially the details of the property, what property is being sold. So it'll describe the property, so it'll say all that and those, the property known as number 1 Main Street, Enfield, County Meath, or whatever. And it'll say then held in fee simple, or if it's a leasehold, a long leasehold, it might say held under a long lease for 500 years from whatever date to whatever date. That would be the situation regarding an apartment. We move on then. The next page then is the searches schedule. That's of no real interest or relevance, quite frankly. It's never filled out. The next page or two pages is important. You'll see there special conditions. This is important because remember at the outset I said that the contract for the sale or purchase of land is a Law Society standard issue contract. The standard issue contract contains the general conditions which are used between the parties and which are in widespread use in conveyancing in Ireland. However, how the contract is customised or made bespoke to a particular transaction will come down to the special conditions. So this is the special conditions. In this particular contract there is 6 special conditions. Some contracts have more, some contracts have less. The type of thing that would be in the special conditions would be the title shall commence with certified copy folio, etc., etc. The vendors will pay the local property tax and it'll be apportioned at the end when we're completing the sale. The property is subject to a deed of mortgage or charge in favour of a particular bank, and an undertaking will be accepted to discharge that charge on completion. They are the type of special conditions you're going to come across. After that then, you're looking at the general conditions, and the general conditions in the Law Society Standard Issue Contract number 47. 47 general conditions. So that's the contract in relation to the sale of residential property in Ireland. And generally it will cover both second-hand and new properties, but new is slightly different in that you might have a building agreement as well, but you will have also that contract in relation to the site. But just to get back to the residential second-hand property, that's the contract that you're going to be looking at. It is standard issue. It will be adapted to particular circumstances to fit the particular property by use of special conditions. So the vendor's solicitor draws up the contract and issues it in duplicate to the purchaser's solicitor, who goes through it and goes through the title documents. There's one other thing I actually missed there. I missed it. There should be a schedule of title documents, supporting title documents, document schedule. And normally this would be, that's it there, but normally it would be in the contract. So basically the contract is issued, it's issued with some copy title documents, and the copy title documents are scheduled or listed in the contract. That's what you get at the outset. Then the purchaser solicitor raises inquiries, makes inquiries, and the purchaser will have to do some things as well, like carry out a physical inspection of the property, perhaps get a structural survey, it's strongly recommended, and so on and so forth. But that's essentially the contract for the sale of residential property in Ireland. As I say, it's a standard issue from the Law Society. It will be adapted to particular circumstances, and everything is subject to contract, contract denied, until there's a binding contract in place. And there's only a binding contract in place when the vendor, having received the two contracts back from the purchaser signed, when the vendor executes or signs the contract, only then is there a binding contract in place between the parties. At that point then they move towards completion. Hope you find this video useful. If you do, I would appreciate if you gave it the thumbs up down below, and you may be interested in subscribing to my YouTube channel.